Welcome to my first episode of Thick Ass Vegan Podcast. I am Ternell, aka Thick Ass Vegan. So I am super happy to be starting this, definitely out of my comfort zone. I probably only talk to maybe a handful of people in real life. So just to do this talking and, you know, having to have people listen to my voice and listen, it's pretty dope and kind of nerve-wracking. So just bear with me if I sound nervous, but pretty much what my podcast will be about is just going to have dope conversations with people, also veganism, wellness, and just life shit. So that's pretty much the gist of what I imagine or I want this to be, just a platform where people can just be themselves and just speak freely and just be free. So first things first, I definitely want to discuss what is a thick-ass vegan or what is thick-ass vegan. So I started thick-ass vegan, I believe last year or the year before last. Not totally sure on that. I need to definitely research that. But I started that just to dispel the typical, I guess, stereotype for vegans. So vegans are known as sometimes stick people where they look just like a stick, like they have no, like they lose so much weight. You know, sometimes your hair and face, it looks different because of it. You're probably an extremist where, you know, you're like PETA almost, no offense, PETA. Also the food, you know, there's no flavor or it's lack of just imagination when it comes to food. And I am first to say that that is totally incorrect, and not because I am a vegan. I know people that aren't vegans that have tasted vegan food and they love it. So first things first, no, like you can have a shape, you can have booty, you can have tits and still be a vegan. The food, I frequent a lot of vegan places around Houston. And in fact, Houston, I believe I'll give it maybe a few more years. It will have more options, more vegan options. There's a handful of places that are really putting out food for us vegans, such as Houston Sauce, such as Soul Food Vegan. I haven't tried them, but I've heard good things about them. There's a bakery called Sinful Bakery. I'm thinking I'm saying that right. Their bread is dope. Their whole vibes is just, I love it. And there's not that many vegan bakeries out. And if you know any more businesses or know any bakeries or anything of that nature, hit me up and let me know, thickassvegan@gmail.com. But vegan food does not have to be tasteless or flavorless. There are some really good recipes, good food out there for vegans. Me personally, I only eat at certain select places. I cook mostly at home. I prefer it because I wash my hands. I'm very just particular on that. And also I know what I'm putting in my food. So I only trust a few places. But other than that, like this, I digress. Back to topic. But I started Thick Ass Vegan for those reasons, for just to dispel that. Like, you don't have to look like a stick figure. You can have booty. You can have tits. You can have all the things as regular people. Like, we're just regular people, but we just don't eat animals. And also, I went vegan for health reasons myself. Like, I was dealing with irregular periods, heavy periods, also just painful periods where I couldn't even go to work some days. Also, my face, like, I just kept getting, like, breakouts, and it was just really, really bad breakouts. And also, just the feeling, I was feeling less energetic, just the sluggishness, like, I just didn't feel good. And also I noticed the after effect of going vegan. Like, my mind is just so, I have so much clarity. Like, I can only talk to that about other, talk to or attest to that with other vegans because they, I guess they understand or they feel the same thing or see or feel, or I'm not sure how you say it, but they feel the same thing that I feel. It's just so much mental clarity. Like, it's no longer like, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess like cloudy or, I just have clarity. Like, my mind's very clear. And it feels like it's too clear, where it's just, I see things for what it is, you know, like, if that makes sense. I'm not sure if I'm making sense or not, but whenever I have that type of conversation with other vegans, they totally get it. But that's just some of the things that I've went through or I've encountered being a vegan. Not saying that I'm going to push this whole agenda out there, because I'm cool with people that still eat meat, seafood, whatever. I don't like pushing my ideas on people. And I know a lot of people that are like that, that likes to push their ideas on other people as far as veganism. That's not my speed. That's not me. If I get approached and asked about it, I will definitely tell you about it and tell you my experience with it, what I've been through. My first few years of being a vegan, it wasn't pretty. I lost a lot of weight because I was too scared to try recipes, because vegan recipes are very intimidating, because it's a lot of steps, a lot of prep work. And on top of that, there weren't too many places whenever I started being a vegan that catered to vegans at all. So you still had to kind of like watch what you eat. You still have to do that now, but you have to be extra careful whenever you ate out, because not that many places cater to vegans. Or it could be that I didn't even know about it. I didn't do any further research like I have after my first 2 years of being a vegan rookie, if you want to say. So that's pretty much me, and that's what I want my first episode to be like, I guess, just to introduce myself, just to let you guys know the vibes that I'm trying to get for my podcast and what it will feel like, and just for you guys to just kind of get a feel for me and what it's going to be like. So hit me up if you have any questions, want to talk about anything, thickassvegan@gmail.com. And for all my juicers, my juice fans out there, I wouldn't say juice fans, for all my people who loved my Stay Pressed juices, so all the Stay Pressed juice fans, the juices are coming. They're coming soon. I am in a process of trying to work out logistics and whatnot, because I was literally doing this by myself. The orders kept coming in and getting larger and larger, and I wanted to be able to meet demand and not suffer quality. And quality is something very important to me, because I hate when I go to places and it's not consistent. Like, that's a pet peeve of mine. Like, if I go to a restaurant that I love, or go to a place, or just do anything or talk with anybody, I mean, everybody wants consistency, right? So that's my thing. I want consistency. So I'm working on that. It will be coming soon. I'm also working on thick ass vegan apparel as far as like merch and whatnot. So I'm working on all of that and just trying to get my mind in the mode of being creative again, because at one point I did lose my creative just thoughts and juices, if you want to say, and fell back into the trap, if you want to say, of working, you know, being just in a cycle. And we're going to talk about that in future episodes as well, too. Just being in a cycle of 9 to 5 home, and that's it. And you don't have, and you're not investing anything in yourself or your dreams. So definitely we'll talk about that later. But just want to let you know, Stay Pressed juices, to all my people who had went out, purchased, loved the juices, ask me about them on Instagram, in person, text me or whatever. I totally appreciate you for buying my product and buying the juice. That meant so much. You have no clue. That meant the world to me. And B, I appreciate you just getting the word out there and even just asking about it and just asking, hey, you know, when are you going to put it out? Like, that's just to know that you are a fan of the juice or that you love the juice. That's dope. Like, I'm super excited. I'm super happy. I just want to get things in order for myself and also get things in order to make sure that quality, the juice that you love and that you like to buy, the quality does not suffer. But if you have any questions on that too, hit me up. You know, I'll be happy to address your questions. It sucks to say, but I am the most antisocial, I guess, small business person, if you want to say. I wouldn't even say that. Like, I want to be on Instagram more, but I prefer honestly just real life and just real, I guess, the real, I guess, communication. So, you know, call me, you guys. I put my cell online and also email me if you have any questions. But I promise to be more on my pages as far as my thick ass vegan page. I mean, it makes sense, and it's stupid for me not to. So that's on me. But that's it for the first episode. Thank you so much, and love and light. Bye.